Time now on our pregame shuttle visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, we'll start with the logistics of how that game ended last night. I need to give some kudos to Coach Scanlon. He sent me what the lowdown was in the offseason, that the rule did indeed change, that you can now use the shootout if you want. But my point is, if there's no extra point on the line, what's the point?
Probably. I mean, it's just, you can argue that, Schultz. You're not wrong. The only point would be is if you, as long as you're there, if you want to entertain the fans that much more, I don't know. But you're probably right. As long as there's nothing on the line, should you play it? Probably not. But, again, I could care less either way.
All right. The part of last night that counts, the actual game. Fabulous start. Can you draw that up any better of score 4 minutes in, kill off a major penalty, score again on the power play?
No, you can't. And it was a great start for us. It was a great first period. And then the second period, ice was tilted, but we hung on. And then it was a pretty good third.
Second period was a major bugaboo for you guys last year. It hasn't been this year. At what point do you just say, all right, just flip a puck out. I don't care if we can't get a change. Just do something instead of just scrambling around like you guys were at times.
Brian, they want to do that. They want to flip a puck out. They want to relieve pressure. Trust me.
I get it. The other team has something to say about that too.
Do you? When you're fatigued, and it's just not easy sometimes. Like it looks, it's a lot easier. You know what? It's a lot easier from 125 feet. There's no question. It's a lot easier from the bench too, and it's a lot easier watching video. But when you're out there, the game's, it's like the Indy 500.
Your team though persevered through it. They battled through it. Granted, the three goals were scored and. Well, it's span of five real minutes, I think. But after that, I thought you guys settled down. That's the sign of a mature team, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And again, I mean, it's we got some mature players. We got some players who play a lot of heavy minutes that we really rely on, and I think that helps too. It helps, you know, it probably eases the pain when you're having some difficulty like we did last night in the second period. But at the end of the day, these guys, they understand what's on the line, and. They know how to play, and that's the biggest thing is that you knew there's going to be a push from North Dakota. We knew there was going to be a push from North Dakota, and that push was hard. But we did withstand it, and I thought we recovered pretty well in the third.
Leighton Road had a breakout weekend at Michigan Tech a month and a half ago or so, whatever that was already. 2-point night last night. Is he a guy early on, especially where his offense may be a little streaky and come in bunches?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to sit there and, you know, identify what it could be like. It's just, it's hard. College hockey's hard, period. I don't care if you're a 4-year veteran, a 3-year veteran, 2-year veteran, or a freshman. It's just hard. And, you're just not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to play you want every game or every weekend. It's just not going to, it's not in the cards. So, at the end of the day, play such an honest game for 60 minutes, and when you play honest hockey, you're going to have some success.
I want to go back to the 5-minute major. It obviously hurts when you've got a penalty killer that's in the box, which is why you've got to develop a lot more penalty killers than you probably need at times. But you had some guys out there that I don't want to say I was surprised to see a little bit, but Corcoran was out there for a shift or two on that 5-minute kill. And how much of that is that it's 5 minutes and you can't just go with 4D?
Well, you're spot on. And you know what? When there's a 5-minute major, you're going to be using a lot more players. You know, we went through three sets of forwards. I was ready to put a fourth set out there. But we were getting some clears. We were getting some opportune clears, especially off the faceoff a few times. As bad as our faceoff percentage was last night at 38%, we were pretty effective on the penalty kill right there for some clears. And, you know, once at least you can get a clear, you can get a line change right there, especially in the first period. At least, the second period is always a little more difficult.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Budweiser pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Tom, we mentioned Vince Corcoran at the end of the first segment, but you've utilized some forwards, some D. How much of who you're playing back there this year has been who's healthy, too?
Yeah, I think to a certain degree, but we're also trying to play a lot of these freshmen. These freshmen are, it's a good freshman group that we have on the back line right there. So they're all getting some minutes right now, and, they all kind of bring a little bit different game to the table right there. So, we like these guys, and we got to get them some experience.
How beneficial has video been for them and is just as far as trying to slow the game down. And, you know, you can hit pause on video and show them exactly what it is you're trying to accomplish.
Well, I think it goes two ways. Number one, you're spot on, Schultz. One is video. You got to show them video. They have to see things on video. But they also all played a lot of junior hockey. And, you know, junior hockey, it's a big step to college hockey, but it's not as big a step like going to high school to college hockey. So these guys have played at a high level. So it just takes a while for them, I think, to adjust to the speed. That's probably the biggest thing. And I think a lot of them they're getting there.
High school hockey utilizes video to a small extent. College hockey to a major extent. Where does junior hockey and their use of video during a week fall kind of in between those two parameters?
I think a lot, probably a lot. You know, and I can't speak totally, Schultz. I think that's all predicated on your staff and your head coach and, you know, what they want to do. But I know a lot of the junior teams do a lot of video. And, you know, but they also, it's like anything, a lot of them don't have the video systems that we do, too. We're just so fortunate to have what we have here in college hockey.
North Dakota was a banged-up group at the end last night. Hard telling what their lineup is going to look and how much they're going to be playing those guys. But without getting last change today, what's going to change as far as what you do and how short a shift might turn out to be?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, a lot of times, too, you have to watch out who you put out on faceoffs. That's the biggest thing. But sometimes too, you can be tired. So you want to match a little more on the road if you can. But it's hard, obviously, when you have the last change. So then you have to sort it out sometimes and just make sure when their top line's off the ice, maybe. And if there's a couple other lines you might want to use, then you gotta use them next.
For instance, last night in the 3-on-3, they put Jamernick out there, took the faceoff, and went right off for a change. How much do you guys utilize that or want to use that, or have you not had to use that?
We haven't used it that often. I mean, we did with Owen Sillinger. I mean, you know that. But I mean, Owen was such a specialist, and I'm sure maybe Jamernick is for them. So I mean, Schmaltz was really good last night on the tap. He was 11 wins and 3 losses, so it's the one thing we noticed last night. And but like Owen was a specialist, and Ross is really a good face-off guy, as is Jutz. So at the end of the day, though, it's when you have a specialist, you're going to use him a little more.
Gavin Enright gets to start in the pipes tonight. He hasn't played now in a couple of weeks. How important is it for him just to settle in a little bit as